Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, your telephone lines are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be a moment for public comments with instructions given at that time. If you should require assistance during the conference call, please press star, then zero, and an AT&T specialist will assist you offline. And as a reminder, your call today is being recorded. I'll now turn the conference call over to your chair, Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome all to the June 17th, 2021 regular open meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. And now some boilerplate. Following his disaster proclamation in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like us to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've done so on several occasions in these past few months. I find that under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's May 28, 2021 disaster proclamation, the subsequent executive orders, and earlier, Public Act 101-0640, which was effective in June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can not only listen to the whole of the meeting, they may also, if they want, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. As Alan said, we are being recorded, and we are being recorded in order to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to make sure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. And with that, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Good morning. Member Polyboss?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. All right. We have four board members of full complement. We have a quorum, and we're ready to go. No announcements. The first item is public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that's reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Alan, if you would come on now so that you can explain to people how they can log in if they want to make a comment, we would be grateful.
Thank you. If you do have a comment, press 1, then 0 on your touch-tone phone. You'll hear an indication that you've been placed into the queue, and you may remove yourself from the queue by repeating the 1, then 0 command. We ask that you please pick up your handset and to make certain your phone is unmuted before pressing any buttons. Again, for public comment, press 1, then 0 at this time. One moment, please, for our first queue. And, Madam Chair, we have no one queuing up at this time.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Alan. I appreciate that. All right, then the first item of real business is the June 3rd, 2021 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Polyvos offers a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion from the board? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Unanimity, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved, and the first item on today's agenda beyond the minutes are rulemakings. And the first item is R18-25. My understanding, Member Van Wee, is that you would prefer to hold this for the next board meeting. If that's accurate, let me know, and if it's wrong, go forward.
That's correct. We would like to hold it for a future meeting.
Okay, great. All right, then. The next is R18-26, a proposed rule. It's mine. This is part of the board's ongoing effort to review its rules to identify obsolete, repetitive, confusing, and unnecessary language. The board opened this docket to amend its public water supply rules, which are found at 35 Illinois Administrative Code, subtitle F. On January 10, 2018, IEPA filed a proposal to update the board's rules across multiple media and subject areas, including parts 611, 615, 616, 617 of the board's public water supply rules. Today, for public comment, the board proposes non-substantive amendments to the public water supply rules so that we can ensure that the rules are current, clear, and concise. The board welcomes public comment from any participant on any aspect of this proposal, and the procedure for submitting public comments is explained in the order. The board intends to hold two hearings on this proposal, one in Chicago and one in Springfield. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next rulemaking is R21-13. Member Pollywalls.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The board finds that additional time is needed to complete these amendments based on US EPA actions. In this draft order, the board extends the due date for final action until November 1st, 2021. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. And the final rulemaking today is R21-15, a final order. Member Santos.
Thank you. During the second half of 2020, the US EPA made two changes to its wastewater pretreatment rules that require board action in this identical in substance rulemaking. The US EPA adopted revisions for steam electric power generating point sources, and it also extended the compliance date for phase two of its digital reporting rule. On March 18th, the board submitted these revisions to public comment and also proposed a limited number of minor revisions and clarifications. The board received comment only from JCAR, which suggested a limited number of technical changes reflected in today's order. I move the draft order adopting these identical in substance rules.
Seconded by Member Pollywalls. Any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next, we move on to adjusted standards. The first one is AS-13-2, Member Van Wee, and speaking as the chair yesterday, I developed some questions about this particular report, this particular recommendation, and Member Van Wee has very graciously agreed to hold this for the next board meeting so I can figure out how to answer my own questions. Is there any discussion? No. And Member Van Wee, is that satisfactory then?
That's correct. We would like to hold this.
Okay. So the chair appreciates it very much. The next adjusted standard is AS-19-2, Member Van Wee.
We are also going to hold this matter until the next meeting.
Makes sense. Next is AS-21-3, and this one is mine. On May 11th of this year, Midwest Generation filed a petition for an adjusted standard from Part 845 of the board's rules for its Waukegan station in Lake County. The board accepted the petition on June 3rd of this year, and on June 7th, several environmental organizations, Clean Power Lake County, Earth Justice, Environmental Law and Policy Center, and Sierra Club filed a request for public hearing. This order acknowledges the request from the environmental organizations and sets the matter for hearing. I move the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Pollywalls?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next adjusted standard is AS-21-5, Member Santos.
I'm sorry. Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Electric Energy filed this petition for an adjusted standard from the board's recently adopted coal ash rules for its Joppa plant in Mesa County. On June 4th of 2021, Electric Energy timely filed a certificate that it had published timely notice once on May 22nd and once on May 24th. Also, the Illinois EPA filed a motion to extend the deadline to file its recommendation. The Illinois EPA reports that Electric Energy does not object. I move the draft order, which accepts the petition for hearing and grants the Illinois EPA's motion to extend its deadline.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And our final adjusted standard today is AS 21-6. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. This draft order acknowledges the environmental group's request for a hearing and SIPC's petition for an adjusted standard for its facility. The board directs the hearing officer in this matter to include the attorneys for the environmental organizations in discussions regarding setting the hearing date. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Administrative citations, the only one on the docket today, is AC 21-4, Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On April 5th, 2021, LaSalle County timely filed an administrative citation against William Wilburn concerning Wilburn's residential property located in Rutland. On June 1st, 2021, LaSalle County filed a motion to dismiss this administrative citation because it learned that Wilburn transferred all interest in the site to a third party. The board grants LaSalle County's motion, dismisses this case, and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? I guess I do have a question, Member Polyvos. So why wouldn't they cite the new owner with the same complaint that they originally filed against Mr. Wilburn?
I'm honestly not quite sure. So.
And I assume that they could actually file a new complaint against a different entity, even though they've dismissed this one. Okay. All right.
That's correct.
Thank you.
We might hear from the party. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Now, adjudicatory cases. Pardon me?
Chair Curry?
Aye.
To answer your question, there is another pending administrative citation.
Okay, thank you very much for clearing that up. All right, now we move on to adjudicatory cases. The first one is PCB 17-3, Member Santos.
Thank you. DERSH appealed the Illinois EPA's determination to modify its proposed corrective action budget. The parties have filed cross motions for summary judgment. On one modification, the cost of a measuring wheel, the board grants DERSH's motion. The Illinois EPA acknowledges that the board decided this issue in another case. On each of the other modifications, the board reviews the record and the pleadings. On these issues, the board cannot conclude that there is no dispute of material fact and cannot find that either party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. On these modifications, the draft denies both parties' motions for summary judgment and directs the hearing officer to proceed to hearing. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 1811, cross motions for summary judgment. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. In September 2017, citizen groups filed a complaint against CWLP alleging that CWLP has polluted the groundwater at its power plant. The complaint concerns CWLP's Dahlman Power Station, a coal-burning power plant located on Lake Springfield in Sangamon County. The complaint also concerns CWLP's Lakeside Power Station, a former coal-burning power plant located at the same site. Today, the board rules on the party's cross motions for partial summary judgment. For reasons detailed in this interim opinion, the board denies Citizen Group's motion for partial summary judgment. The board finds that CWLP allowed releases of some contaminants from one or both coal ash disposal ponds, causing exceedances of the board's Class 1 and Class 2 groundwater quality standards at some of the downgradient monitoring wells. However, Citizen Groups failed to meet their burden of producing evidence demonstrating that these groundwaters are Class 1 or Class 2 groundwater under the board's regulations. The classification of downgradient groundwaters as Class 1 or Class 2 is central to Citizen Groups' alleged violations, as argued in their motion. Citizen Groups therefore failed to meet their burden of persuasion that there are no genuine issues of material fact and that they are entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Additionally, the board denies CWLP's motion for partial summary judgment because the requested remedies being challenged are neither premature nor beyond the board's authority. Many, many thanks to attorney advisor Chloe Cummings, senior attorney Richard McGill, and chief environmental scientist Anand Rao for their help in this endeavor. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Does sound complicated. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 18-82, a motion for voluntary dismissal, and this is Member Santos.
Thank you. The Illinois Power appealed conditions in an MPDES permit issued by the Illinois EPA for its coffeeing station in Montgomery County. On June 11th of 2021, Illinois Power filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss this appeal. I move the draft order granting the motion, dismissing the appeal, and closing the docket.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is also a motion to dismiss PCB 19-53, Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On May 18, 2021, the Pages filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss this appeal concerning a leaking underground storage tank site in Elmwood, Peoria County. The parties were able to resolve their disagreements, and thus the Pages no longer seek to appeal the UST decision. In this order, the board grants the Pages motion for voluntary dismissal, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 20-41, a tax certification. Member Santos.
Thank you. On January 7th of 2020, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency filed a recommendation that the board certify specified facilities of Deer Farms as pollution control facilities. The board certified them in an order on April 16th of 2020. The Illinois EPA also recommended that the board deny certification for five other specified facilities, and Deer Farms filed a petition to contest the recommendation to deny. On May 26th of 2021, the Illinois EPA recommended that the board certify two of those five as pollution control facilities. Based on the application, the recommendation, and its own technical review, the board certifies them as pollution control facilities. The Illinois EPA continues to recommend that the board deny certification of three of those five facilities. The Illinois EPA states that Deer Farms agrees they are not eligible and is prepared to dismiss its petition. Again, based on the application, the recommendation, and its own technical review, the board denies certification of these three facilities, and I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Not. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is a request for expedited review, PCB 21-108. Member Santos.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Midwest Generation filed a petition for a variance for its Will County Generating Station. The board previously granted Midwest Generation's motion for expedited review. On June 1st, the board received the required certification of publication of notice. I move the draft order accepting the petition for hearing.
Seconded by Member Polybos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item, also in Member Santos' jurisdiction, is PCB 21-110.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, CTI filed a petition for a variance for the Wood River Power Station. On June 3rd, the board received the required certification of publication of notice. I move the draft order accepting the petition for hearing.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item, also in Member Santos' jurisdiction, is PCB 21-113, a tax certification.
On May 28th of 2021, the Illinois EPA recommended to the board certify specified facilities of rate floods as pollution control facilities. Based on the application, the Illinois EPA's recommendation, and the board's own technical review, I move the draft order which certifies specified facilities as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Polybos. Is there any discussion? Not. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item, PCB 21-114, is a complaint. Member Santos.
On June 4th, 2021, the people filed this one-count complaint alleging air violations in Cook County. I move the draft order accepting the people's complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Polybos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos? Member Santos? I think we may have lost her. Give her a minute.
Yeah.
This is Alan at AT&T. We do show that Cynthia Santos' line has dropped.
Ah, okay. And I expect she'll call right back in. Don, do you want to text her to suggest that? I bet she'll do it without your suggesting it.
I'm sure she will try it back. We can wait.
Well, let's give her a moment or two. Yeah.
And knowing Tim, I'm sure he's already tried to reach out to her as well.
Hello.
There she is. All right.
I'm sorry. I got cut off. I don't know what happened. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Alan. Okay, so we're in the middle of a roll call on your motion.
Okay.
And you were next up.
Okay, so I
vote.
Aye.
Okay. Member Van Lee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. All right. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And our final issue is PCB 21-115, a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
On June 7th of 2021, the people filed this one-count complaint alleging that SMR Oil had committed air violations in Lake County. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which SMR Oil does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. I move the draft order directing the clerk to publish notice of the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. So I have no other items on my agenda. Anybody have any new business? Well, then we'll accept from Member Polyvos a motion to adjourn, seconded by Member Van Wee. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. All right. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The motion to adjourn is approved, and so we stand on today, June 17th, 2021. This meeting is now adjourned, and we thank you all for participating. We thank you all for listening in. We thank you all for all your help. So the meeting is now adjourned.
So long, everyone.
Yeah, take care.
Take care, everyone.
Have a good one. Yeah. Enjoy the weather.
You too. Yeah, before it turns.
Bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Event Teleconferencing. You may now disconnect.